For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China and Malaysia have pledged to promote bilateral trade and investment so as to cement their economic ties. The move came as Chinese Premier Li Keqiang met with his Malaysian counterpart Najib Razak before wrapping up his official visit to the Southeast Asian country, where he also attended the annual East Asia Leaders meetings. Premier Li Keqiang said China and Malaysia should deepen strategic communication as well as mutual respect and political trust so as to lay a solid foundation for boosting bilateral relations in a healthy and stable way. For his part, Najib Razak spoke highly of Premier Li's visit and says that bilateral relations currently are at their best. In the meantime, Premier Li also announced that China would grant a 50 billion yuan or 8.2 billion U.S. dollar quota to Malaysia under the Renminbi Qualified Foreign Institutional Investor Program. China and the U.S. have agreed to boost cooperation on intellectual property rights. During an annual trade talk which ended on Monday, the two countries pledged to work together on issues including cyber piracy and IPR crimes. The latest session of the China-U.S. Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade was hosted in the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou. The three-day event was co-chaired by senior officials including Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang and U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker. The two countries also reached agreement in areas including food safety, aluminum and steel production, wildlife trafficking, and IT purchases. China will increase imports and make it easier for overseas shoppers to get tax refunds in a bid to boost consumption. China's cabinet issued a guideline on Monday saying the series of measures are aimed at stabilizing economic development. Authorities also say China will start to import more advanced equipment and daily consumer goods and eliminate or reduce tariffs on the import of these products. It's promised to support the development of emerging industries such as energy conservation and environmental protection, next-generation information technology, and new energy vehicles. The government will subsidize buyers of these new products and services. The measure came as China is trying to shift from investment-led growth to consumption and innovation-driven expansion. The United States State Department has issued a worldwide travel alert on Monday, warning U.S. citizens of increased terrorist threats after the Paris attacks. The State Department says information suggests that ISIL, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other terrorist groups continue to plan terrorist attacks in multiple regions. In a warning posted on its website, the State Department says U.S. citizens should exercise vigilance when in public places or using transportation. The travel alert will expire on February 24, 2016. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel has said that Brussels will remain under the highest level of alert for another week, indicating that terrorism is a serious and imminent threat. Charles Michel says that for the rest of the country, level 3 is in place, which is for possible and likely threats. Michel adds, however, that schools and the subway system in Brussels will reopen on Wednesday. The city has been on lockdown since the weekend. France launched airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq on Monday. The first flights took off from the Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier newly deployed in the eastern Mediterranean. Army Chief of Staff General Pierre de Villiers said the new strikes in Ramadi and Mosul are in support of ground forces that were pushing against troops of the Islamic State group. He said they will also launch strikes against IS targets in Syria, including command and recruitment centers as well as oil facilities. The strikes came 10 days after the deadly jihadist attacks in Paris claimed by IS that left 132 dead. At least 24 people have been killed when a passenger bus crashed head-on with a car in Mexico's central state of Puebla. The accident, which occurred around dawn, has left another 10 people injured after the two vehicles burst into flames on impact. The bus, mainly with students on board, has been reduced to charred remains by the fire. Local media reports say the crash jam closed the boarding door of the bus, trapping the passengers, of which only a few managed to exit through the windows. The exact number of passengers has not been given for either the bus or the car. U.S. drug giant Pfizer and its Irish rival Allergan plc on Monday announced a merger deal worth some $160 billion U.S. dollars, creating the world's biggest drug maker. The takeover would be the largest inversion ever in the U.S. and will enable a U.S. company to move abroad and take advantage of a lower corporate tax rate elsewhere. The combined company will be named Pfizer plc. The transaction is expected to be completed in the second half of 2016. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.